وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program for humanity. We were talking about the human being and what makes human beings different from other creatures, and one of the differences is that we can carry responsibilities and duties while other creatures can't. But in order for us to carry our duties and responsibilities, there are certain things that we need to have. First, we need to have maturity. We need to have insanity. We need to be able that we are aware of the laws that are enacted upon us and obligations and knowledge. One more thing that we also need in order for us to carry the duties towards Allah and towards ourselves and towards other fellow human beings, we have to also be physically and mentally strong. We need to have physical and mental strength. Now, with mental strength and physical strength, duties which are laid upon us should be in an agreement with, but not beyond, physical and mental strength. In another word, since man's capacities are infinite, he should be made duteous only within the limit of his capacities. For instance, he's able to acquire knowledge, but on a limited scale, so far as time and the scope of learning are concerned. Human beings, even geniuses, have to attain successive level of knowledge gradually and over the course of time. So there are limitations. Yes, in terms of learning, I can learn so much. But when it comes to my capacities are limited. You know what I mean? So I can only learn with the time I have and the brain capacity that I have. Beside that, I cannot learn more. So, for example, I cannot expect a child to learn, for example, a very in-depth Islamic laws or maths formulas or physics or chemistry. It's just not logical. One could say, yeah, but he has a capacity. Brain-wise, he has a brain. But it needs development, it needs time, it needs to be gradual. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order for me and you to carry out these duties, we have to be mentally ready for them. An individual may, however, be promoted to do this earlier than normal to engage in something beyond normal human a toleration. He may be obliged to acquire all branches of knowledge and learnings as well. These extraordinary fetuses may be possible, but not just and wise authority would propose them. It is written in the Quran that Allah says, God do not burden any soul beyond its power. This implies that we must, for example, save a sinking man if we are able to do so. But there is no must when we are unable to prevent an airplane from crashing. We would be rebuked by God for failure in this regard. So obviously, it's very simple, very straightforward. I love to help if I have the capacity and the ability to help. If I can't, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not hold me accountable for not being able to help. Before we continue, let's take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we're talking about being able mentally and physically to carry out the duties and responsibilities laid upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here again, as in the case of knowledge and awareness, a significant point should be borne in mind. Namely, the lack of ability does not serve as a fair pretense to remain silent and empathetic. We have to strengthen ourselves on some occasion, as Islamic teachings recommend, that to the reinforcements against governments and tyrants is a legitimate, and the acquisitions of power is illegitimate. So because I find myself unable to fight, for example, it does not mean I should keep my mouth shut. It does not mean that I should back off. It does not mean that I should not say anything. For example, when we look at Karbala and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, one man's army, an army of 72 men and women and children, standing against an entire empire, not one, not two, not a thousand, but thousands. He could have said, I don't have the physical capacity nor the mental capacity to fight an entire civilization, an entire ummah, an entire nation, an entire army. Simple. An entire empire. No, but he said, Imam Hussein said, I have the capacity to speak out, and to fight with whatever I have to make a statement. So we can't always use that as an excuse not to go and fight the tyrant governments and people who take power by force. We have to say something, we have to stand. So in terms of mental capacity and mental physical capacity, it's when it comes to things that we are required to do, but we are unable to do them. Like the example we gave of trying to, you love to save human beings. If someone is drowning, we would save him. But if a plane is crashing down, coming down, and you want to save the people, it's impossible. You just can't. You just don't have that Superman strength to fly and hold the plane from crashing. So we have to keep that in mind when it comes to mental strength and mental power. Suppose we are dealing with a stubborn and powerful enemy who intends to violate our rights or to attack the territory of a Muslim land. And suppose that we are at the moment too weak to defend ourselves. Any effort on our part would be entailed a serious loss, and no positive result will be gained now or in the future. In such a case, it is obvious that we are unable to resist such a strong foe, but at the same time, we're obliged to strengthen ourselves and our forces rather than losing our spirit and remain inactive. If I find myself weak to say something, to do something now, it means we need to work together, we need to come together, we need to create a strong force, a strong power, and fight back. Allah says, وَأَعَدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسَطَعْتُمْ, and gather yourselves, bring whatever you have and enforce it. So we can't say, well, I can't, therefore we sit. No, we have to strengthen ourselves. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. محمد وآله.